Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where two adult daughters who love theme parks and love talking about theme parks even more talk to you about theme parks. I'm Michelle.
I'm Jasmine.
And here we go! It is currently February.
Yes.
And it's been raining.
Raining a lot.
Have you been to the parks?
The last two times I went to the parks, it was raining so hard, my friend's umbrella broke. Mine didn't break, but yeah.
You have an industrial strength umbrella.
I do. I got it from Amazon.
Amazon plug.
Yeah. Feel free to sponsor us, Amazon.
Thanks.
I went in January, and it was very wet, and I bought rain boots, so I was fine. I was stomping around.
I had my rain jacket and an umbrella, and I wore a wig, so I didn't have to worry about it. My hair looks great.
It's plasticky.
Plasticky.
I love it. What else is going on in the park? Star Wars Land is being built?
Yes. Close to completion. Hopefully, I've heard May, Memorial Day, possibly June.
Ooh.
But don't quote me on that, but this is just what I've heard. And I know ours is opening before the Florida one.
Ah, suck it, Florida.
Sorry, Florida.
What else is going on? Anything going on at California Adventure right now?
They're just doing Marvel Land. I keep forgetting. Probably not going to do much with it till Star Wars Land is done. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, not Star Wars Land.
Look, we're going to call it just like everyone calls Tangled Rapunzel.
Yes,
you know,
Rapunzel.
Yeah. Just like, you know, we're all just going to call it Star Wars Land.
Yes. Like, we're going to be like the Millennium Falcon ride and Kylo Ren ride.
Yeah. And he's topless.
So. He is topless.
Yes.
And but he just wears his mask and he breathes heavily.
I'm fine with that.
And I've heard that ride is going to have, I've heard anywhere from 40 to 100 animatronics. So, but it depends on what your definition of an animatronic is. So, like,
a robot with a soul.
Yes, a robot with a soul that looks into your eyes that will kill you one day.
That's why I say thank you to Alexa. Yes. I'm like, hey Siri, I love you.
This is us getting off on a tangent.
This is good. Look, we're going to be organic.
Yes.
And
like Alex's organic farms.
So Jasmine's dad is named Alex, as is my dad. Mm-hmm. They're not the same person.
It is two different people.
Both of our dads grow fruit in each of our respective backyards.
So yeah, if you say our backyards, then people are going to think they're the same person. That's the conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Even though Jasmine and I, the more we get to know each other, realize that we're pretty much the same person.
Same middle name.
Yep. Same feelings about bedtime. It should be early and often.
Yes, early and often. And nothing good happens after dark.
Nope.
Not one good thing happens.
Well, we had to...
Fantastic.
Did you...
Segue.
Okay, so speaking of segues, today, not the segues you used to ride at Epcot... We'll talk about that in the future. But so we're going to talk today. I'm going to tell Jasmine here the history of Club 33. Okay, you've been to Club 33.
Yes, one time.
I've been to Club 33. Mm-hmm. Were you at the old club or the new club?
New Club 33.
Okay, I've been to the old and the new.
Classic and original and...
refurb.
Yeah.
So I can be a hipster and be like... Oh, like, cool. Whatever.
There before it was cool.
So, Club 33... the history of Club 33 is very boring.
Yes.
Like, I thought, like... You know, for some reason, because the club has so much mystique and, like, so many people want to get into it, I was thinking, and it's amazing, and the history is going to be fantastic, and da-da-da. It's so boring.
Secret doors and blood.
Yes! And Walt Disney made a blood pact with Nixon.
On the monorail.
It is so boring. I was, when I, like, did my research, I was like, oh... That's it.
This is all corporate.
Yeah. So, once upon a time, there was the 1964-1965 World's Fair in New York.
All good things started with the 1964 Brooklyn World's Fair.
I mean, teeny tiny itsy bitsy land.
Mm-hmm.
Some people know it as It's a Small World.
Yeah, only lame people.
Boo. Carousel of Progress, my napping place.
Yes.
But very affectionately. Actually, I really love it.
It's a great big beautiful tomorrow.
and the daddy of all animatronics, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham, Mr. Lincoln.
Yes. I like that, like, we all fangirl over Walt Disney, mm-hmm. but Walt Disney fangirled over Mr. Lincoln.
It's like... Mr. Lincoln was his Britney.
Yes! That's, like, all the goals.
All the goals.
All the goals. So, 1964 World's mm-hmm. Fair, he had corporate sponsors to pay for these attractions. So, if you've mm-hmm. ever been to Disney and you're, like... there's one, oh yeah, like Rock and Roller Coaster brought to you by Hanes.
Yeah. Like the, Epcot's really like that.
Yeah.
Epcot. Or it was back in the day, at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like toilet paper brought to you by, well, actually, that's actually true. That was supposed to be a joke, but actually, it's true. And there's like a little, the mm-hmm. last time I was there, there was like a little plaque that was like, paper mm-hmm. towel provided by Brawny. And Mission Space was presented by HP. Mm-hmm. Test Track was Chevrolet.
Journey into Imagination is Kodak. Was Kodak or is still Kodak? I'm not sure.
It's, I think Kodak went out of business.
Okay, you're right. It's gone. Sorry, Kodak.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
But yeah, so Disney has a long history of corporate sponsors, which mm-hmm. only makes sense. Like, you can only, like, if you have, like, Disney and another corporation being like, let's build this thing together and mm-hmm. like, we'll pay to have it maintained, Disney's like,
yes, and.
Yeah. So 1964, 1965, World's Fair, all of these attractions were built, and a lot of, not only, there were not only Disney things at the World's Fair, there were other people too, but nobody cares about them.
No.
They're the Becky of the World's Fair. GE sponsored Carousel of Progress, mm-hmm. and after the World's Fair, Disney was like, I'm pretending I have a mustache to be yes. Walt Disney. Let's bring it to Anaheim, and mm-hmm. GE is like, great. Another thing we should bring to Anaheim is the corporate lounge, because
we want exclusive things.
Yes. Exclusivity. And so Walt was super against alcohol in Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he said that that's kind of what started the immoral behavior in carnivals, mm-hmm. and he didn't want Disneyland to be a carnival. That's why he built it, so that families could have a safe place to go instead of, 'cause back in those days, mm-hmm. carnivals were like...
risky business.
Yeah. Great, you know. My name's Stan, and I hate my family. And he worked there, you know?
Stan and his former family.
Yeah. They're in my belly. I don't think that's true. Stan, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Stan. We love you, Stan.
R.I.P. Stan's family. So that was... he didn't want alcohol, but, mm-hmm. like, you know, corporations were like, but booze. And he was like...
it's the 60s. Yeah. We don't know how to function without
go
booze.
For it. So Walt was like, okay, cool. And so he picked 33... I can't remember the name of the street.
33 Royal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Royale. And
Royale. 33 Royale.
So the... when you... so the old club, you used to go in at this door right mm-hmm. next to the Blue Bayou. Mm-hmm. And you went in, and, like, someone would greet you, and there was this beautiful glass elevator. Mm-hmm. So that elevator was actually in France, mm-hmm. and Imagineers were like, oh, can we get the blueprints of this? And the French were like, no, no. It's like, Lumiere, calm down. Like, calm your candelabra.
Sorry to the people of France.
And Disney was like, let's have the blueprints. And France was like, no, mm-hmm. which is French for no. And Disney was like, no big deal, no big deal. So they just took a million pictures of it mm-hmm. and then recreated it. And then you would go upstairs and it was gorgeous. You could mm-hmm. buy things. They had two dining rooms. One dining room had animatronic birds and hidden microphones.
Ooh.
So they were going to listen to your conversation and sell it to Nixon. They were going to listen to your conversations and then post it online because it was Taylor Swift being friends with Kanye. And they were listening to your conversations and supposedly mm-hmm. interact with you. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, Becky, your hair is so good. And the bird would be like, mm-hmm. yeah, Becky, your hair. I don't know how birds
say. And wasn't there a vulture?
Yeah, so the mm-hmm. vulture is still there mm-hmm. in the new club. But we'll get to the new club.
Oh, sorry.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
And then there was another. So basically, Walt and Lillian.
Lillian Disney.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, who was two years older than Walt.
Scandalous. Yes. Cougar. And outlooked him by like a significant amount of years.
Long time.
Dining room was influenced by New Orleans and had a lot of antiquities and cool stuff. And the food was really good. Mm. And they used to have an all-you-can-eat dessert cart.
I'm very sad they don't have that anymore.
Me too. So that was really cool. And I just remember the club back then, before the refurbishment, the OG club was, like, very, very intimate. Mm-hmm. And has the world's nicest bathrooms that you're not allowed to take pictures mm-hmm. in. You're not allowed to take video inside the club. Mm-hmm. I took a boomerang of, like, opening the door the last mm-hmm. time I went. And they were like, I guess we'll allow it. Like, they were very, like, you should probably delete that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, dang.
Nixon wouldn't like this.
No. But, like, pictures you could take. Mm-hmm. Tons of them. So I'm like, okay, cool. Okay, so anyway. Mm-hmm. In 2007, they did a big refurbishment. Mm-hmm. From someone that works in culinary, they said it was like to have a bigger kitchen. Mm-hmm. So basically the kitchen took over the old dining room mm-hmm. with the birds that would have listened to you. And the Nixon birds. And then they opened up this beautiful Art Nouveau bar. So now at Club 33, the entrance has moved. The Court of Miracles, Court of Angels. Court of Miracles is from Hunchback.
Yeah, and that's in Universal.
Is it?
Yeah, Universal Studios. They have the Court of Miracles is where they used to film all the old monster movies. It's on the tour.
Yes! Mm-hmm. And what else is on the tour? The Good Place. So the new door is across from the Pandora, not Avatar Pandora, but like Pandora the Bracelet mm-hmm. place in
Charms.
New Orleans. Yeah, which I adore. And,
J'adore.
And
Charms.
And you walk in, and it kind of stinks because I really like the Court of Angels because you always have really nice lighting, and, mm-hmm. like, you could do really pretty, like, bachelorette pictures of,
like, or, like, engagement things.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, just, like, we're friends. We mm-hmm. stand on steps together.
Yes, friends stand on steps.
Yeah! So that's kind of gone, so that kind of stinks. Mm-hmm. But, so, yeah, now the Court of Angels is there, and mm-hmm. You walk upstairs, and it's, like, gorgeous. I'm sure you've seen pictures yeah. of the mosaic.
And they have an elevator, too, right?
Because they do.
You could do either. I walked up the stairs because I'm like, I'm about to eat a lot. I need to walk up these stairs.
Like, I'm ready. And I did the elevator once. Mm-hmm. I've been very blessed. I've gone to the new one 3 times, I think. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I've been to the bar. So the bar, you can only go mm-hmm. with a member.
Yeah, I've never been to the bar. I've only been to the dining room.
So I've been to the dining room, and like I said, the bar once. The bar is so beautiful, I want to rip my hair out. because I love Art Nouveau. Mm-hmm. Ever since I saw Enchanted, mm-hmm. I've been like obsessed with Art Nouveau, and it's like everything in LA is like Art Deco.
Yeah.
And just Art Nouveau is, I feel like, it's underappreciated mm-hmm. in, like, the soft, round edges. I yes. think it's so beautiful. And there's, like, floating instruments.
And isn't there a silhouette of Walt Disney or something like that I've heard of? And it's an effect that's broken a lot. But, like, I think in the bar, I mean, don't quote me on this. I've heard there's a silhouette that appears of Walt Disney on a certain spot. But it's broken a lot. Well, now we just need to go back.
Okay. So if you are a Club 33 member. Yes. Jasmine and I would love to...
We will entertain you for hours.
Yeah. Would you like to hear stories about my dating life?
Do you want to hear random useless Disney facts that you're not really going to care about?
We have them! We will give them to you.
We can bore you by the end of dinner time.
Hello! This poor person's like, please go away.
Can I pay you to please go away?
So that's kind of the club now. I feel bad because, like, the story of how it was literally like, hey, yeah, we'll bring Carousel of Progress over, but you have to have an adult lounge. And Disney's like, okay. So that's the story of Club 33, and it's very pretty. Mm-hmm. And, oh, there's a harpsichord there that you can play. And whenever I'm there, I play Beauty and the Beast on it.
Aww.
Because I'm a music nerd. And they got rid of the all-you-can-eat.
Worst thing Disney's ever done.
Buffet. And supposedly... So, the times I've been there, they'll tell me that, like, different props from different movies are mm-hmm. in there. So, like, I believe something from Mary Poppins is in there, and something from live-action Beauty and the Beast is in there.
Oh.
I think it's, like, a footstool model.
I haven't been there. I think I went there in 2015 or 16, so this is before live-action Beauty and the Beast.
It was mm-hmm. a beautiful time back then.
It was
then.
A beautiful time.
Remember?
Before the Beauty and the Beast live-action.
Which I'm sure we'll talk about at some point. It'll just be like 45 hours of me ranting about
our saga.
It.
Our 45 chapter saga.
Welcome to part 8. we're not even through the whole Belle song. It's like, no, we're not. Yeah, so that's the story of Club 33.
I mean, it all begins with a corporate sponsorship and the need for alcohol, as all great things in the 60s do.
It's not as exciting as I thought it was going to be.
I mean, it's pretty... I've heard... and it has a lot of rumors about it. Like, oh, it's $25,000 to join. The membership's closed. The membership's open. It's 10... But I think that's... Or you get tickets, but then you don't get tickets anymore.
I don't... So, I don't have a membership, mm-hmm. do you?
No, I do not. No, I do not have a membership.
You're like, I do, I just choose not to use it.
I choose not to go.
Yeah, I've heard... So, I don't know. I'm mm-hmm. sure there's different tiers mm-hmm. and levels and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I've just been lucky enough to be people's guests.
Yeah, because you make friends with everybody.
Yeah, I talk to anything that moves.
And I'm just like, please don't talk to me. I like you and I love you, but I'm just going to hide over here.
And I'm like, hi, we're friends. Let's brush each other's hair. And you're like, please go away.
I just moonwalk like Nick Miller.
Since we're in New Orleans Square, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about my favorite Disney show. And unlike you, I had to print out notes because I'm not an actor. So I want to talk about Fantasmic a little bit. Because you can watch Fantasmic from Club 33. I don't know if people do. I'm sure people do
that. They do. I've done it once.
Can you hear Fantasmic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
I just imagined it was silent. And you're just like, there's Mickey.
No, you can hear it through the glass. And, like, I was at the bar, actually, mm-hmm. the gorgeous bar, and
I will get into that bar one day.
Oh, it's I can't. Oh, sweet. Sorry, sober sidebar. The elevator from France. So they moved mm-hmm. it from that. Now it's like a private booth.
Oh yeah, I heard about that, and I would be terrified to eat in it because I'm like, what if it drops a Tower of Terror?
Well, there,
and you drop one elevator. Floor, yeah, it's just but, like it slips.
Oh, and then
and it drops one. It drops 10 feet down or however that little distance.
No, not a thing.
It's totally a thing.
No.
Just don't know. You haven't experienced it.
Yeah, nobody has.
One day.
Oh, boy.
I'll get that golden ticket.
Yes, you can watch Fantasmic from Club 33, and it's a very lovely vantage point.
Because one of the things I don't like about Fantasmic, and I'll get into the history for a second, is it's night, and I guess I kind of love it too. If you sit close enough, you do get that lovely mist of dirty water on your face.
Dirty
plague water.
Yeah.
That things have died in.
Look, if the canoe people are as disgusting as us Jungle Cruise skippers were, then that water is filled with spit and urine. Because at Jungle Cruise, and one day I'll probably talk about my experience being a Jungle Cruise skipper, which was the best experience of my life, but one of the things that we would do is when a gentleman Jungle Cruise skipper was mm-hmm. signed off and was able to do it, we would do a night cruise. So after the park closed, mm-hmm. we would all hop on a
boat. I've heard of these.
Yeah. And we are just dirty and inappropriate because, like, it's all comedians. Like, watch the music video Skipper Dan mm-hmm. from Weird Al Yankovic. Like, it's all like theater nerds and, yes. like, comedians. And we all just, like, try to make each other's laugh. And in the hippo pool, one of the things is that, or at least when I was there, mm-hmm. was the gentleman would pee into the water.
See, I would try to be the first girl to try to pee in there, but you'd probably fall in or have to have someone like hold
you. No, you could do that thing.
The funnel thing?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just imagine you like pulling your pants down and I'm holding your hands like, go, Michelle! Nightmare Fantasmic. So it began on May 13th, 1992 in Disneyland, and I was reading, I did some research on Wikipedia, as one does.
Look,
that's what it's there for. That's what it's there for. We weren't allowed to use it in school because it was so easy to use because all the information's there.
Right there.
So yes, founded in 1992. Fun fact, actually, I'm going off on a random tangent. I found this note that previews began April 29th, 1992, but I believe they were delayed because that was the night the Rodney King riot started.
Oh.
And they had, it was in, yeah, Be Here When the Night Ignites was their old catchphrase, but they had to pull that from circulation because obviously if you lived in Los Angeles during that time, which I did, when you drive through Los Angeles, there was tons of fires along the freeway.
Oh, no! Because yeah. I'm like, oh, what a clever... Because, yes. like, the mm-hmm. the lake catches... Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be Fantasmic spoilers. But, yeah, the lake catches on fire because of Maleficent. Which, is that in the newest version? I can't remember. I have such a clear memory of the classic version that I can't really remember the new one as well.
Oh, gosh.
So mostly this will be focusing on the Disneyland, because you've seen the Orlando one.
I have.
I've never seen the Orlando one except, well, the Pocahontas show.
It's the Pocahontas show featuring Mickey Mouse.
With a brief cameo. in Farsi, we have this word, it's peshkeli, which literally translates to, like, a dingleberry. And it's something that's, like, really, it's supposed to be, like, your problem. It's such an insignificant thing, you don't even care about it. Yeah. So it's, like, the peshkeli version. I know Steamboat Willie of the it's not, why am I having, Mark Twain boat?
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, it's my little tugboat.
It's literally like, because in Disneyland, it feels like there's so many characters and they're so spread out.
There are anywhere from 50 to 100 live character performers. Every site I go to has a different number. Michelle's currently bent over in front of me right now. Drinking her soda. The show is also at, as I said, Disney Studios, which I keep wanting, or Disney Hollywood Studios, which I keep wanting to call MGM Studios.
Because we're old school.
Because we're old school.
Or we're just old.
We're just old. Just two old gals. And also in Tokyo DisneySea, but their version is the most different. Theirs just takes place on the Sorcerer Mickey hat. And I believe there's boats and things, but I couldn't get through the whole video because I had to watch like 9 Fantasmic videos in a row, and I was just like, I can't anymore. As much as I love it, just you can only watch it so many times in a row. But yes, and it's about like the best Disney shows, Mickey's Imagination, and it's gonna be really hard for me not to say lines from this and not do Mickey's voice, like some imagination, huh?
How would you? Yes, you should do it.
Which is my favorite.
I'm offended that you were thinking you weren't going to.
And I also love when he says, "This is my dream." Because he laughs in the face of danger. Maleficent's about to kill you. This is my dream.
I laugh in the face of danger.
And then, of course, the evil queen says the titular line, "A nightmare phantasmic." And the best line is Ursula saying twice in the show, "Let's do it."
Yes, let's
do it. Which reminds me of Nina, because Nina would always say that. Let's do it.
Hi, Nina.
You know, we miss you. We love you.
I have so many half memories from the old Disneyland show, plus Orlando.
Yes.
Plus the new Pocahontas show. Pocahontas show. With, what's the first two word?
Peshkeli.
With
Steamboat Willie.
Peshkeli. Thank you.
Like, we got our 5 characters on here.
Yeah. And they, yeah.
How do you feel about the new show? I'm not the biggest fan of it.
There are definitely things I like about it. So the thing I love most about Fantasmic is the princesses. Yes. I love princesses.
The Aladdin part is impressive.
The Aladdin part is cool, and I'm glad we get, like, I like Jasmine in general. I mean, you.
Obviously the real Princess Jasmine right here.
Right there. But, like, Jasmine, and then I just like princesses. So, and I'm sorry, Snow White, but Rapunzel is so powerful. Like you do this beautiful crescendo of like Beauty and the Beast, which is so tender and sincere, and then you have it build to like Ariel, and then you have it culminate with Rapunzel, and they have the lanterns, and like, I was about to call him Jack Flynn, like, picks her up. And
Litter Vest Finn.
It's like, I love it. Like, I just wish that they could put the lantern on something and have it float away.
Yes.
Like, that would make me just...
Oh, that'd be too good.
I just would explode with
this. I just miss the old, like, Michael Bolton sound-alike who used to sing the princess song.
I think... the person who sings it now sounds like Heather Headley, star of Aida, and won her Tony for Aida, I think. And she started in Lion King on Broadway.
Oh!
Like, listen to her again. I think it's her.
Okay.
Like, I know, like, there's a lot of Googling of people being like, is that Heather Headley?
It sounds correct?
Like her. But yeah, it sounds really good. So, my opinion of the new one is I hate they got rid of Peter Pan.
That's just, no. I just, why do you have to, Pirates is such an old franchise. That came out when I was in high school and I'm super old. So, I just don't get why Peter Pan has endured for 60 years.
I love Beauty and the Beast more than anything on earth. When I think of a Disney movie, Peter Pan is, to me, the perfect Disney movie.
Yes.
Because it's about family. It's about not just romantic love, but, like, just pure childhood love.
Embracing your inner child.
Yes, it has mermaids, it has pirates, now it's like far to an American, it's far away and long ago.
Really racist interpretations of Native Americans.
Yes. Yes.
Like all good Disney movies.
I mean, true. But like the core of when I think of like Walt Disney, and I think of like what does I don't want to say the brand, but like what does Disney stand for?
Yes.
It's like It's like childhood, mm-hmm. love, beliefs, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So, like, to me, it's the perfect Disney mm-hmm. movie, which probably is a testament for why, no matter, because I've been in line for Peter Pan at Disney World, Disneyland, mm-hmm. and Shanghai Disneyland. There's always a line. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves that story. It's youth, it's childhood, it's beautiful.
And it's the most unique ride system. Like, there's no other, I mean, I guess E.T., but didn't E.T. copy Peter Pan? Like, that's such a unique, particular ride system. I just love that ride. I think it always has a line because of how you have to load that line, but I don't care. It's still a great ride.
It's a great ride. I'm sure, I think it just, it's not long enough to have a high OHRC, mm-hmm. which is operational hourly ride capacity, in case
get that any, capacity up.
In case anyone's keeping score. At Disney World, mm-hmm. the highest OHRC is Spaceship Earth.
Oh!
Followed by Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh! And their Pirates is not as good as ours.
No.
No.
Thank God, no. That's another
podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Back yes. to Fantastic. I know that this was the first time that they recut animation mm-hmm. to and revoiced it. Because, mm. like, if you look at the villains when they're mm-hmm. like, yes, let's do it, it's yeah. all animation from their movies, but just with new, like...
Yeah, because Pat Carroll re-recorded for... I don't think she did it for this latest version, but she did it for the 1992 version.
She's a queen.
She is a queen.
She'll, like, be 100 and be like, I'm so slow.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So my friend Jim, like, met her, and she's still, like... It's like being Ursula's her pride mm-hmm. and joy. And I'm like,
as it should be.
Yeah, you go, girl.
She was in a lot of 50s TV shows as well.
Really?
Yeah. She was, you know, an actress, and then I guess she was just famous for her gravelly voice. So, yes, the show relaunched on July 17th, 2017, Disneyland's 62nd birthday. Hmm. It was closed, I believe, for a year and a half for the refurbishment, from January 2016 to July 2017.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I remember, because mm-hmm. Excuse me, I just know a lot of entertainment mm-hmm. people in the entertainment industry.
In the biz.
You know us Hollywood types. And they were saying that, like, let's say you knew the old show, you had mm-hmm. to re-audition for the new show.
Oh.
So if you were a dancer mm-hmm. or whatever, or a monkey.
Yeah, which is the best part of the show.
I mean.
I do prefer the original dance because I just felt like it was a little more, like, energetic.
So the new monkeys come mm-hmm. from Shanghai or Hong Kong? They come from overseas.
Oh.
The design of the mm-hmm. costume.
I think of Jenny Ray when I see that, because she can do that dance very well.
I mean, she's a national treasure.
She is a national treasure.
What's your favorite part of Fantasmic?
I would say the opening sting, like right when that music goes like, ding! I can't sing it all, so it's going to sound awful.
No,
imagination! And then Mickey comes out, and then... I always get goosebumps at the end when it's the finale and it's Mickey comes out. It's like the dun 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 dun. It's that, like, but it's more the finale music and he's up there. And I remember as a kid, it blew my mind when he was Sorcerer Mickey and then he appeared at the bottom as Tuxedo Mickey. Cause I was like, I just genuinely thought it was the same mouse.
It is the same mouse.
I didn't know how they did the magic.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how did he do that? There's a slide and he slides underneath the stage and he pops up again. And then the canon part always gave me a heart attack, still to this day.
So, okay, one of my favorite humans mm-hmm. on Earth is an Imagineer, and I don't want to say his name just because I don't want to get him in trouble.
Bilbo.
My favorite human, Bilbo. He is deaf in one ear because of mm-hmm. Fantasmic and because of that canon.
Oh my god!
So you have to wear safety schmoodly bops.
Schmoodly, the official name.
The official name, the things you put in your ear. But he shot, his job was to shoot the cannon, mm-hmm. and it just...
They really shooting a cannon?
Yeah, so on the Columbia, uh-huh. If you ride it during the day, they'll mm-hmm. shoot it.
I remember that. I just always thought it was a fake cannon.
Nope, it's for real.
Just trying to kill me, Disney.
Yeah. And so he's deaf in that ear, but he was mm-hmm. He was a tech on the show, mm-hmm. And now he's an Imagineer. So no, it doesn't matter where you where you start. Like mm-hmm. I have a friend who started a Disney store, and now mm-hmm. she's an animator.
That's so cool.
Like, it doesn't. You can grow and
you can dream, and someday your prince will come.
And we need Prince from Costco. Get your photos printed at Costco wholesale. Become our sponsor. Thank you.
We love Costco, and don't yell at me for taking more than one sample or for thinking that I took more than one sample. That happens to me every time at Costco. They always are like, you can have another. I'm like, I didn't even take one. Not all fat people look alike.
That's right. I have brown hair.
Yeah.
And you have blonde hair.
I go with my sister and she takes a sample and then I'll take one. I'm like, we don't look that much alike.
I mean, do.
We do, yes. She's just 10 years older.
Whenever Jasmine talks about her sister, she always says, my sister, who's 10 years older. So I was like, yep.
Yes, we know your sister is 10 years older than you.
I was like, what room is this? Oh, my sister, who's 10 years older. This is where she used to live.
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
When she was my age.
Okay, Jasmine, all right.
It is true.
Yes. I just think it's funny.
I just think it's funny when people, I mean, I guess it's good for her when people think we look alike, but I'm like, she is 10 years older than me.
You do look alike.
It is true. We have the
youthful, you have a baby face.
We have the youthful, chubby face.
You just have, well, you yeah. look like you're six because you moisturize.
I do. I've been using eye cream since I was 18. Yeah.
You queen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm proud to know you.
Yes. This is why I look this way.
Dang, girl.
I am 95 years old.
Oh, it's cute because the kids at Disney Store, who I just know, mm-hmm. I don't work there.
Because you make friends with everybody.
Everyone. when I tell them how old I am, mm-hmm. they're like, I'm sorry, what? I'm 33. And they are like, we thought you were like 26. I'm like, there's this thing called I don't do anything to my face and I sleep in my makeup and I'm disgusting. And that's what keeps you young and healthy.
Can we talk about the dancing pads, a.k.a. the lotus flowers?
The dancing maxi pads?
Yes, the dancing maxi pads. My dream, Tracy and Jenny and I have talked about this. We're going to go around and we're going to all have the pads and we're going to like run onto the D23 floor and spin around and start doing that dance.
Oh my God. I would pay a solid dollar for that.
Solid dollar. Full yes. dollar.
Full dollar.
I'd pay $1.25 for that.
So there was an old dragon, mm-hmm. and now there's a new dragon.
Yes, which I have a fact about that. It rises to a height of 45 feet in 17 seconds.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm sad because they got rid of Mickey's sword.
Oh, that's true.
Which I don't like because it's like, yeah. he's just like, this is my imagination. And she's like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye. And she sings down.
And then he's like, I have no one to build a snowman.
Oh, man. I actually saw an interview with the director whose name, we can't look it up either because both of our phones are recording. That's why we can't look
yeah.
it up. It was from 1992, and it has also the Michael Eisner awkward opening of him opening Fantasmic with Maleficent and just looking at her like she's insane.
Who, by the way, we're both big Michael Eisner fans.
I love Michael Eisner. I follow him on Twitter.
I follow him on Twitter, too. I love him. And I think he's just a grandpa now.
He's just like a great, he's a producer for BoJack Horseman.
Yeah.
And which I love BoJack Horseman.
He's like so proud of it too. Yeah. He's like, I As produce BoJack. I'm like, good for you, dude.
I mean, Superstar Limo, BoJack Horseman.
Nobody's perfect.
Which I love.
Except John Mulaney.
I did love Superstar Limo. We'll get into that one day.
I've never been on it.
I'm the only person I know who's been on it and actually liked it.
I like that it's a Drew Carey animatronic because he's a huge Disney person.
He is a huge Disney person. There's a video of him actually going on the ride too, and he looks really confused.
Oh, I thought he would be proud. Like, oh, I'm part of Disney history.
He's just like, what is going on?
Regis Philbin animatronic. I mean, I feel like that was something that we didn't have but always needed.
We always needed the Cindy Crawford and the board Cher.
Oh, I have no idea what. What?
There was a Cher on there who looked really bored, I remember. And then they had Melanie Griffin and Antonio Banderas.
Oh, Puss in Boots.
When they were together.
Are they not together?
I don't know. Did they break up or am I just making that up?
We don't have phones.
I can't look this up. What is this? 1992, the year Fantastic opened? Bringing it around.
Just 1967, the year Club 33? Or is it 1964, the World's Fair?
That's my dream. I always think about this. If I could use a time machine selfishly, I would want to go see Disneyland in 1955, 1960. I want to see the reopening of Tomorrowland in 1968. Just want to see it through the ages.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to save the world. I want to see Disneyland.
Mine is so lame, like, compared to that. Mine's like, I want to go to Bethlehem and see the baby Jesus.
That's so much better than mine.
Yours is way better.
Yours is much better. I want to go to Disneyland. You want to see our Lord and Savior being born, and I'm like, I want to go see Mickey. Mickey, when he had the weird hairline that went down to his eyebrows.
And, oh, remember when Donald had those big lashes?
Yes.
He was like...
He's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like Clarabelle. So Clarabelle. He used that Latisse.
Maybe he's fine with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
There is a video of Jenny and I recreating the scene from the original Fantasmic.
Which is amazing, by the way. I've seen it.
I couldn't remember the speech she gave because Jenny just said, oh, do the speech that the Evil Queen says. And I just did Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. I didn't realize it was like the Eye of Newt. And then I'm embarrassed for that, so I'm correcting that here on this podcast.
Okay, so you watched Fantasmic in Orlando.
Orlando.
So what are some differences between O-Town and Anaheim?
90% Pocahontas.
Okay.
The stage was built, they have seating, don't they? Because one in Anaheim, you just sit on the ground.
Yeah.
Unless you pay for the extra special
Bougie seating. Which I've done once.
I did get, Tracy actually got into it, because anything cool I get to do at Disneyland is through Tracy. She got us into some special thing that we got to sit in the seats, and I felt so privileged. I was blessed to be in that Chili's tonight.
That was Disney.
Magic at its best.
Yeah.
She also got us one time, and like, she doesn't get it for us. Like, people offer this to her because they're fans of hers. A cast member was like, oh, do you want to have VIP seating for Paint the Night? And so we just got to sit in the VIP seating for Paint the Night.
You got to see the ultimate bell form.
The ultimate monster bell.
Bell smash. She, like, when she reads all the books, she turns into ultimate bell.
Do you prefer Paint the Night or Main Street Electrical Light Parade?
Okay. Okay. You can unfriend me right now. Just unfriend me.
Yes.
I like Paint the Night better.
See, I'm a Main Street Electrical Light Parade girl, but I don't know if that's because I grew up with it.
See, okay, there's the difference.
Yes.
I did. When we went to Disneyland, my parents were like, we're getting our money's worth. We're going to go on rides. Mm-hmm. So we were never parade and show people. Mm-hmm. When we went to, like, you know, like, less costly places, we would watch shows, but never at Disneyland. So I didn't see it until I was an adult, and I had heard so much hype about it that by the time I saw it, it was in Orlando, it was like during its last run, it was like lawnmowers being held together with tape.
They had removed a lot of the best floats by that point.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if the best float, which they didn't have in the revival, was the Blue Fairy float.
Oh.
And then the Circus Dumbo float, which I didn't see in the revival at all, which were my two favorites.
I thought Elliot was cool, but other than that, I was like, you guys are amazing. It's kind of like Journey into Imagination. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the original. I didn't ride the original, but I rode the Terrible Reefer with the Monty Python guy.
Yes.
And
because that's supposed to be connected to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. So that's the connection.
No. Rick Moranis, no.
No, Rick Moranis.
No.
Why have you forsaken us, Rick Moranis?
How dare you? How dare you use my Canadian husband's name in vain? How dare you? So I don't really care for it. So I like Paint the Night. I really like the music. I think it's really exciting. I love Lightning McQueen. I love seeing Mac. I love how you used to have the interactive paintbrushes.
I do remember. I did have that.
I have it still. And I still bring it. And it still interacts with you, but they don't sell them anymore, which stinks.
Oh, no.
I love... Even though Supreme Belle doesn't make any sense to me, I love any representation of Belle.
She looks like a cake.
She does.
Yeah.
I had a cake that looked like that.
I did too, the Barbie cake, or the princess cake, or whatever they're called.
I like it. But it makes me want to dance.
See, I like the original. So, before, when I was younger, my dream was to dance in the Cinderella scene in the Electrical Light Parade. Aww. Then Jenny said, no, the ultimate thing to do, the best job in the universe, in my opinion, is Mickey in Fantasmic. The one who gets to do the thing at the end. And I don't think they have the laser lights. I miss the laser lights
because
those were the best. And like, I'm doing it right now. You can't see it, but the do-do-do. And like, that's just the best job in the world because you raise your hand and fireworks emerge.
Yeah. That's how boss I am.
That's how boss I am. I make fireworks because this is my dream. Okay, so yeah, now we're on a tangent on
Electric Light Parade.
I don't know. I love the music because it's original music. I mean, I know. Yeah, that's what I want to walk down the aisle. I'm never going to get married.
How dare you? Okay, first of all, Jasmine is going to get married. And what's going to happen is she's going to meet. It's going to be so quick. Like, God's going to work in like this big, like, whoosh, where she's going to meet this amazing man who respects her
and prefers Electrical Light Parade over Paint the Night. Deal breaker.
Also, like, yes, mostly that. Mostly that.
Mostly that.
I mean, respects her and treats her like a queen, but mostly the light parade thing. And then she'll walk down the aisle to that.
Yes, and I want to come down in the stagecoach and like, ladies and gentlemen, Jasmine's coming!
I want to walk down the aisle to Clara's theme from Doctor Who.
Yes! Can I wear my Clara costume?
Yes! Yes! even though I'm not really a big fan of her, my grandma's name is Clara, and Clara is my favorite companion.
Yes.
And I love Jenna Coleman.
I love, we talked about her Victoria love. Now it's turning into a Victoria podcast.
Okay, shouldn't... Okay, sometimes when I look at Jenna Coleman, I'm like, oh, you just look like animated Belle. Wouldn't she have been a better Belle than Forehead Face? She would have been good.
And I feel like she can sing. Maybe she can't, but I just feel like her soul can sing.
Maybe we should just dub like yes. we used to, like in West Side Story.
Yes. I said that earlier, like, God forbid that they had dubbed her singing voice.
So I watched Beauty and the Beast live action with Spanish. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be a flight attendant. Mm-hmm. United, hire me.
Hire her, United.
And I watched it. I was trying to work on my Spanish, so I was like, let me watch live action in Spanish. And the voice actress is emoting so much through her voice that it makes up for Emma Watson's dead face. Mm-hmm. I think she charged per smile. I think, yes.
And Disney could only afford, like, 3 smiles. Like, can't afford that fourth one.
Like, one at the end and 3 parts throughout the rest of the film. That was it.
I look vaguely bored, and like, smile.
A fork is singing to you? Why are you not more impressed by this?
Slight smirk.
Yeah, she's like, I guess.
The one movie that made Ewan McGregor ugly.
Yeah, how do you do that? The man is like Christian in Moulin Rouge. Like, he's so beautiful. But in that Lumiere wig, he's like, oh, I look ugly. I'm like, oh my lord.
He was even good looking as Obi-Wan.
Oh, delish.
Delish. Two scoops of Obi-Wan.
With some Kylo Ren on top.
We also have to have an official debate with Electrical Light Parade. But I don't really care to, like, prove that it's the best parade.
You can, like, look, if you want to say it's the best parade, yeah. Okay, sure, it's the best parade.
But yeah, I can't argue that, like, yeah, I watched it. I had a pass from when I was 7 to when I was 18, and my mom and I would go every week to Disneyland, and I watched that parade every time we would go.
No, but I totally, yeah. Like, I get it, and I appreciate it for that. Mm-hmm. But you also have to understand the way I saw
exactly.
it. I saw it of, like, if you watch it, miracles happen. Yeah.
You saw the rundown, half the light bulbs are out.
Yeah, like, yeah. It made me sad, mm-hmm. and also, like, it had, like, the bicentennial stuff, mm-hmm. and I was like, well, I appreciate this because I love America.
Mm-hmm. It's like, unless it's Sam the Eagle, I'm not interested.
Right. Wait, which Sam the Eagle? The one from Muppets, or the one from, oh my gosh.
America Sings?
Yes.
I met Sam the Eagle from Muppets, but also America Sings, because I love Bert Ives, so, or Bert Ives, I called him Bert Ives, sorry.
Our podcast all about Club 33 and Fantasmic. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to rate and review us. We'd really appreciate that. Also, feel free to send us money because we want to go to Disney World.
I would love to go to Disney World.
Me
I haven't
too.
Been in a long time, so yes.
Me either.
Yeah.
We could go on the Frozen ride.
We'll take dollars,
cents,
PayPal,
Venmo,
that fake money online, Bitcoin.
We'll take it all. We'll just be shilling for bucks. Da, 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 da,
gold you can't afford.
We'll do all of it. Why can't I do a freaking outro?
World's longest outro. I think that was it.
All right. Thanks.
Goodbye.